Every so often on Morning Edition, we talk with Hollywood insiders. Get their recommendations on movies to watch at home by DVD or any other way. Our latest guest is Lisa Cholodenko. She wrote and directed The Kids Are All Right. It follows a married couple. They're two women. They have two kids who seek out their biological father.
Have you thought any more about making that call?
That could really hurt Mom's feelings.
How can you not even be curious about it?
Each of my moms had a kid with your sperm.
Liking both of them.
Uh-huh, liking gay.
Right on.
Cool, I
love lesbians.
Great.
The Kids Are All Right is up for 4 Oscars this year. Lisa Cholodenko's movie is seen as funny, even heartwarming. Her recommended movies, not so much.
I want to just give you one caveat. I wrote that from my sick bed. I was had a horrible flu, so those films all have one thing in common, and I think they're all quite aggressive, maybe a little, pessimistic.
Okay, but with the proviso that it's kind of a dark list, you still stand by these selections, including Ordinary People, Mary Tyler Moore. What's dark and pessimistic about this?
You know, I probably would have had that on my list regardless. It's I think it was one of those movies that made me want to make movies because I saw something in that, particularly that performance, that struck me as completely out of the box.
Some people may know Mary Tyler Moore as a comedic actress from television, but this is a very serious role in which she plays a mother whose son has died.
Indeed. And she's, you know, sort of suffering and struggling. She thinks she's doing it silently and with dignity, but she's really kind of oozing out all over the place. It's this whole sort of psychodrama between the 3 surviving members of the family. And the son, Jared, is sitting in the kitchen trying to act normal, and she comes in and she serves him up a big plate of French toast. He's nauseous and bereft and picks at it, and she picks up the plate and shoves the French toast in the garbage disposal.
It's French toast. It's your favorite.
I'm not really hungry.
Breakfast power, remember? Main meal, energy.
You're not hungry.
Wait a minute, Beb. Hang on a second, you'll eat it. Come on.
What really touched me about it was just a perfect film moment of passive aggression.
It's the physical acting that conveys the emotion here.
It is. It's the dialogue. It's the dialogue that's not there. And then, yes, correct. It's really what's expressed physically that conveys what's not said.
You have also put on your list of DVD recommendations here Chinatown.
Yeah, you know, it was just, I was thinking about all these films kind of that gave me that burst of unexpected pain or emotion or whatever. I do recall the end of that film where the revelation happens between Faye Dunaway and Jack Nicholson and having this jolt of sadness and empathy and surprise.
Will you please tell me what this is all about?
I found these in your backyard in the pond. They belonged to your husband, didn't they?
I don't know. Yes, probably.
Yes, positively. It's where he was drowned.
What?
There's no time to be shocked by the truth.
It's a great film noir in that the plot is a little thick. Like, you have to think to even figure out what's going on in that movie, but you
Indeed.
Don't mind.
It's intellectual, yeah.
Because of what it looks like, you don't care. You're willing to make the effort.
Indeed. I tend not to be so attracted to films that kind of force me into an intellectual place over an emotional one. I'm more interested in those that kind of strike a different balance so that I'm not thinking too much. I'm just kind of with it, if you know what I mean.
Why did you include on your list Gimme Shelter, this documentary about a concert gone wrong involving the Rolling Stones?
I love documentaries. You know, there was quite a few that I thought of, and I wanted to include one.
Well, the Rolling Stones' tour of the United States is over. They wound it up with a free concert at the Altamont Speedway for more than 300,000 people. There were 4 births, 4 deaths, and an awful lot of scuffles reported. We've received word that someone was stabbed to death in front of the stage by a member
You know
of the
context, Hells and the context is it's the end of the 60s, and there's a sort of fractured American culture.
Just be cool down the front and don't push around.
The scene of the Stones in a helicopter being flown into this concert, and it's a completely foreboding, menacing moment. You're from the point of view of this band going into this concert that everybody knows is off kilter. There's something not right about it. The location isn't right, the time isn't right. the Hell's Angels aren't right. And you look down from this point of view of the helicopter onto the road where masses of people walking for miles and miles and miles in the sun to get to this free concert. And it just looks like a weird, creepy pilgrimage. It's just a completely synesthetic moment. I can still conjure it, and I haven't seen the film in quite a while.
Mm. I want to ask about one more film on your list here, and this film doesn't seem, even though it has its sad moments, doesn't seem quite as grim as some of the others we've discussed. Y Tu Mama Tambien, and Your Mother Too, a Mexican film from 2001, I believe.
I knew I needed to be vaguely contemporary somewhere in this. It just seemed like
there was
some...
no requirement. You could have said anything you wanted.
Well, I adore that movie in so many ways, but I remember being completely taken with the narrative. I felt like there was a freedom of adventure with the camera, with the color. A movie about these two boys who are childhood friends growing up together go on this road trip with this woman, and unbeknownst to them, she's gravely ill. And that really isn't the part of the film that got to me as much as the end, where there's this moment of the three of them coming together, and there's this kind of intoxicated, tequila-drenched threesome that happens. It's sort of fun and playful and tender and inevitable. And I don't have a lot of experiences where I remember at the end of a film crying in that complete, you know, the joy marries the sorrow kind of way. And I thought that was a real triumph for the filmmaker and the film.
Did you add that film to your list at the moment when you realized you were starting to get over the flu and you were feeling better and you felt joy as well as sorrow?
Maybe so.
Well, Lisa Cholodenko, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
And her must-see movie recommendations and pivotal scenes from several of them are at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.